I'm Michelle Martin, and this is Tell Me More from NPR News. Coming up, we check in with one of the country's top college presidents to talk about race and education. What can be done to teach children to thrive in our multicultural society? But first, we want to talk about the federal bailout of mortgage titans Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac. The companies have suffered huge losses and struggled in the wake of the housing crisis. But as new management steps in and plans are hammered out in the rescue plan, what does this move mean for consumers? I'm joined by our money coach, Alvin Hall, to talk about this. Welcome, Alvin. Thanks for joining us.
I'm glad to be here.
Alvin, if you could explain just how important Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac are to the American housing market and actually to international capital markets.
The majority of mortgage loans made in America are guaranteed by Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, well over half. When they bought these mortgages, they then repackage them and sell the resulting securities to companies, institutions, sovereign wealth funds all around the world. So while you may have your mortgage in Washington, D.C., or I may have my mortgage in New York, the person who actually holds the cash flows, the money that comes off of that mortgage, could be anywhere from Hawaii to China to Germany. So there's so many people who own those resulting securities that they are now too big to fail.
I think a lot of people don't understand the ownership structure of Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac. I mean, they're not government entities, but they're not fully privately owned either. You know what I mean? Can you explain exactly what it is? How is it that this is a federal bailout or something that a lot of people think has a federal tie anyway?
Fannie Mae was created during the Great Depression to buy up mortgages to make money available for more mortgages in America. And traditionally, it funded those by issuing regular bonds that made semi-annual interest payments. Then Freddie Mac came along. At that time, they were government-sponsored organizations run by the government. But in the early 80s, somebody came up with the idea that business could run them much more efficiently. It could get rid of the bloat of governments, and therefore they were made public institutions. They were taken public on the stock exchange. Common shares were issued to the public that a huge number of people own. But yet, there was always the implied notion that these agencies were backed by the U.S. government. This was not true. They were backed by the full faith and credit of those agencies, and the U.S. government had a very quiet moral obligation, people would say, to back them.
And
but
so,
in reality, there was no legal obligation.
So there was no legal obligation for the federal government to step in. What's happened now is that implied backing has now become explicit.
Exactly, because a lot of people bought these securities saying the following thing. It's backed by real estate. What's a surer bet than real estate? And it's backed by the U.S. government. Hey, how can we lose? Well, they are losing, and they're losing big.
What's going to happen now? If you have a mortgage which was backed by Fannie Mae or Freddie Mac, what happens to you? Anything?
As I do. Mine is backed by Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac. I have a fixed rate mortgage, so nothing will change. I'll still make the payments as usual. However, if you're one of those people with an adjustable rate mortgage that's about to reset or you're in trouble, there's a good chance that there may be some new rules regarding those loans, or they may let people rejigger some of the old loans at lower interest rates. All of this is up in the air. As the new management takes over, they're looking at the situation and saying, what can we do to restore the public's confidence in the mortgage market in the U.S. and get some relief for those people who are on the verge of losing their houses?
What if you're in the middle of a transaction? What if you're in the middle of trying to buy or sell a home? Are you affected?
You could be, because the idea is that because stability is being added to the market by the government takeover, mortgage rates could go down. So you might be able to get a slightly lower mortgage. Also, home prices should stabilize, they're hoping. But Michelle, we're in completely new territory. No one knows exactly what is going to happen because this has never been done on this scale before.
What about the investment side of this equation? You pointed out that the securities are held worldwide. A lot of people own stock in Fannie and Freddie, and people own those securities worldwide. What happens to those people who own stock, and what happens to those people who have invested in those securities?
If you own common stock, you can do with it what I do with all the common stock I've ever owned that's gone bankrupt. Order the certificates and use them as wallpaper in your guest bathroom. That's about what they're going to be worth.
Oh, no.
The people who do stand to make money are those people who own the securities backed by the mortgages. Now that the government has stepped in and it will guarantee the cash flow on those mortgages, all those people around the world who bought those certificates will tend to have some stability and value restored to them.
There are some members of Congress who think this is just a terrible idea. They say that the reality is if you're going to say that this is a publicly traded corporation, they just have to be a publicly traded corporation and live with the consequences of their bad management decisions. So is there any chance, though, that this decision could be reversed or no? This is a done deal, even if people have political qualms about it.
It's a done deal. These organizations were created when Congress decided that businesses could run certain types of organizations better than the government, that business had acumen, they knew how to take risk, that there was no risk involved in this at all. They forget that part of building a business is taking risk. And if a private business fails, it fails and goes out of business. This notion that business has all the answers and can do things that will reduce costs and save all of us money, look at how much this is going to cost the American public.
And how much is it going to cost?
They said, I think, $200 billion, but everybody is saying that is a very low number, that the number of mortgages that are likely to default could take this up to 3 times or 4 times of that.
Ouch.
Ouch is right.
Alvin Hall is Tell Me More's money coach. He joined us from our bureau in New York. Alvin, if people have further questions, can they send them to our website?
Yes, okay. They can send them to our website, and I'll gladly go on probably later this week and try to answer some of those questions.
All right, and that is npr.org/tellmemore. Alvin, thank you so much.
You're most welcome.